Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursion?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. I wouldn't call this an emergency episode, but it's definitely wasn't planned. So much that G Monetti most likely will not be joining me on this Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. We're going to get into a few things. First of all, literally right before I recorded this episode, so I don't know if anybody ever sees me on my Instagram and my Twitter. Sometimes I post these videos of these fucking dogs up the street that are always outside barking and screaming at everybody. And they come out of the bushes and they scare the shit out of me whenever I'm walking with my dog, Wheezy, pleasantly. But in my neighborhood, there's a lot of people with a lot of dogs. So not the fucking little bastards that I've made famous on Instagram and Twitter. But at another house, just now, right before I started recording this episode, I'm walking Wheezy. And, you know, these dogs, they always get hype. They're jumping. This fucking guy had four dogs. He had two little shits, like little drop kickers. And then one, I don't know what it was. It was a scary fucker. And then one big-sized, like, poodle-looking dog. But like a big-sized poodle-looking dog. And the poodle-looking dog, they all jump up towards the fence and they built a thing, whatever. It's hard to picture it. But I'm a hero because the poodle dog got his collar stuck on the fence and couldn't get down and was choking. But then I was trying to get my hand in there to help him off. And then the other dog was like, you know, trying to bite my fucking hand. And then finally, I think the other dog and Wheezy, they saw that the dog was in trouble or they could hear. I don't know. They were speaking some sort of secret dog shit because they both stopped immediately. And then I was able to release the poodle dog from the fence by taking his collar off. And essentially, you're listening to a podcast done by a hero. I'm a hero. I just saved the dog's life. Real talk. The Gringo Man Dingo is officially a dog-saving hero. All right. Yo, we have new soft-ass Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast t-shirts that I'm really, really, really excited about. Okay? There's an artist on Instagram, Twitter, named Adam Ballinger, B-A-L-L-I-N-G, like ball, hold the balls, shoot the ball, Ballinger. That's how you spell his name. He made and he has brought the Gringo Mandingo to life. And we have it in a beautiful, beautiful soft-ass I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast t-shirt. We also have the Hard Body Karate Woman's Cut, the Stick Man in black. We got the Stick Man Jeter t-shirt coming. We got the Stick Man Kobe t-shirt out, the 24. And we're doing a Black Friday sale, our biggest event ever. Midnight Eastern on Friday, November 24th, and ending on Cyber Monday, November 28th. Shirts should be going fast. Okay, the promo code is BUTTER, because they're butter soft. For real, we have a promo code. Shit's real. B-U-T-T-E-R. Only at districtlines.com/IamRapaport. I'm so proud of the Gringo Man Dingo t-shirt. We have Fantasy Football is Life shirt. Our t-shirt game is stepping up. We got the I Am Rapaport hoodie. And we're having the fucking sale. But you got to check out the Gringo Man Dingo t-shirt. It's for the people. And check out Adam Bollinger's work, for real. Check out all his shit. He does great drawings, all sports inspired. Like, I don't know. You got to just check it out. I love his work, and you should just check it out. He made a sick t-shirt for us. And December 10th at 3 p.m. in Money-Making Manhattan, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast is coming live to Irving Plaza. Tickets are available at www.iamrapaporttour.com. I can't wait for this show. It's going to be so fun. We're going to run into so many people that we've never met, so many fans of the show. I know people are coming December 10th, 3 p.m. at Money Maker Manhattan. All right, so the thing that inspired this episode of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, I don't even know where I'm going. Fucking Kanye West, man. Fucking Kanye West. This fucking guy. Yo, the thing about Kanye West, everything else, my own personal thing, is that young kids, think this guy is dope. Okay? Young kids think that Kanye West, my own kids went to go see that concert where they're running around, where they can't even see him. Okay? They can't even see this fucking guy. He's on a stage. Okay, hovering above you, and kids are just running into each other. It's the biggest con, the biggest hustle out there. Yes, I like his music. We've talked about him. We did an entire best of Kanye West bash. You know how I feel about him, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. This motherfucker said last night that he didn't vote, and if he would have voted, he would have voted for Trump. You dumb fuck you. You dumb fuck you. You didn't vote. You didn't fucking vote, but you want to boycott the fucking Grammys? You fucking clown. You're a punk motherfucker, Kanye West. You're a dingbat. You're so out of touch, okay? You're so fucking out of touch. You have no clue as to what the fuck is going on. You don't walk the streets. You don't wait in line at the supermarket. You're out of touch. Call Eddie Murphy and talk to him about what happened to him in the 80s when he sort of became so famous and so isolated from the world and how it affected him. You don't know what's going on. You've lost touch. You should be ashamed of yourself for saying you didn't vote. You should be ashamed of yourself. And we know that you're, what is it, the father-in-law? I'm pretty sure that the father-in-law, because most people in this day and age, if they didn't vote, or they don't talk about who they voted, they most likely voted for Trump. Do your thing, whatever. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. I'm not going to say I don't judge you, because I do judge you. And I feel like, I don't know, I've always been told politics and religion are the two most sensitive things, and it's even more so now. But yeah, I do judge you if you voted for Trump, especially this year, and especially now. Do you regret voting for Trump, people, with all the fucking scumbags and creeps that are potentially going to be in his office? But I'm going to stay on Kanye West. But Caitlin, we know you voted for Trump. And I heard that the reason why you voted for Trump is because you're going to be named Secretary of the Interior. Ba-dum-bum. I'm here all week, folks. Okay? You could try the fucking veal. It's fantastic. The hits just keep coming. But Kanye West, my man, you played yourself yet again. And one of your fans, one of these kids going to be like, you know what? Your shit isn't even that dope. You're running a hustle. Okay? You're running a hustle. And this fucking guy, I'm going to play the clip because the shit's on YouTube. Miles Jordan played a clip of this asshole. I'm calling him an asshole. I would say I'm an asshole to his face because I'm pretty confident I could fuck Kanye West up. And he's just an asshole. He says he's an asshole in his songs. He's proud of being a fucking asshole.
I said something that was kind of politically correct. I told y'all I didn't vote, right? But I didn't tell you. I guess I told you. But if I would have voted, I would have voted on Trump. That don't mean that I don't think that Black Lives Matter. That don't mean that I don't think that I don't believe in women's rights. I don't believe in gay marriage. That don't mean that I don't believe in these things because that was the guy I would have voted for.
You hear him saying he voted for Trump. I don't even know really what to say. This fucking guy has a hissy fit over the fucking Grammys. I'm pretty sure he said he's actually boycotting the Grammys. Yeah, he said that. He said, I'm boycotting the Grammys if Frank Ocean doesn't get nominated, but you didn't vote. And if you had voted, you would have voted for Trump, and that his managers, multiple managers, begged him not to say anything before the election. Yo, I want the kids to start thinking for them fucking selves. Don't follow the trends. Set the fucking trends. Take your fucking Yeezys off and burn them shits. Them shits is whack. You've been hustled. You've been played. Your $65 t-shirts that you're buying at this dude's concert, the Gildan t-shirts, which cost him $3. He doesn't give a shit about his fans. This is all a hustle. This is all a con. This guy is out of touch. All right? People are up in arms about New Balance. Burn the motherfucking Yeezys. All right, all the protesters out there, the young protesters, they got DJs now at these protests. That's what I heard. They have protests with DJs and like food trucks. It's become like a thing. Shut this shit down. You're running around. You're being played for fools and for suckers by Kanye West. Okay? This guy's a fucking clown, man. He's a fucking clown, and he shouldn't be in here, and his music has fell off and depleted, and it's deleted. The shit is whack. And the people in the crowd at this show that he was talking to about his whole pontificate, who cares what this dude thinks? He isn't doing shit. By the way, who cares what this motherfucker thinks? Like, yo, this dude, he's talking this nonsense about this, and I don't believe this, and it also said in this same way, telling blacks to stop focusing on racism. You got $200 million, you dumb fuck. Motherfucker, you're not in tune with what's going on. You're out of touch with what's going on. And I really want these kids, okay? I really want these kids, the young kids out there, if you have sons, you got cousins, start thinking for yourself, okay? This guy is a musician. He's a hustler. He's hustling you into buying his whack ass sneakers. He don't give a shit about you and the kids and the differences. And also, did the Kardashians vote? I may be wrong or right. I don't know. I don't fact check. You know, it's the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. We don't fact check. Did the Kardashians vote? Because I feel like if the Kardashians vote, we would have seen Snapchat video and Instagram video of them actually voting. Because I'm pretty sure, again, that Caitlyn voted for Trump. But the sad thing about the Kardashians and Kanye is they act like they give a shit. They have millions and millions of people. They could have definitely tried to rally people to vote, but they're not about that life. Khloe's reeling, trying to figure out what's her next fucking, the cleat chaser. Khloe Kardashian, AKA the cleat chaser, is trying to figure out where she's going to go next to find a dude. The NBA, I think they're shutting her down. Talk about a boycott. I think the NBA is collectively going to shut Khloe down. Unless some young gun's in there, he's like, yo, I'm going to hit it and quit it. Because the whole league done ran through her. There's like a handful of chicks I'm showed. Like they got high-end groupies, and Khloe is the face of the high-end groupies. And, you know, speaking of Frank Ocean, Frank Ocean said that he's actually boycotting. These guys are all fucked up. Frank Ocean is boycotting the Grammys, and he said, this is going to be my Colin Kaepernick moment. It's not your Colin Kaepernick moment. See, Colin Kaepernick, he didn't set out to do... It's got to come from an organic place, not a way to sell records. I feel like, Frank Ocean, your Colin Kaepernick moment was when you came out as a bisexual R&B singer. You can only have so many Colin Kaepernick moments, okay? And when they happen, they just happen. Remember a few years ago when you came out as a bisexual R&B singer? That was your Colin Kaepernick moment. You boycotting the fucking Grammys. Motherfucker, people do not care about these fucking Grammys. You hear actors saying I'm boycotting the Oscars? We have a... or the Emmys? You're not that important. Nobody gives a fuck about the Grammys and the Oscars and your boycott, Frank Ocean and fucking Kanye. I'm going to boycott the Grammys if Frank Ocean isn't nominated. Nobody cares except for you guys. You're nowhere near as important as you think you are. Your boycotts mean nothing. Kanye, you snatched a fucking microphone from a 19, 20-year-old girl. That's what you're about. You're not a tough guy. Okay? You're not Muhammad Ali. You're not Martin Luther King. You're not Gandhi. You're not fucking Pablo Picasso. You're a rapper whose music is declined and depleted. All right? And Frank Ocean, you've already had your Colin Kaepernick moment, whether it was on purpose or not. Okay? Sitting out of the Grammys, nobody's going to think twice about it. Your record wasn't even that dope, Duke. You ain't Little Beaver. You ain't Willie Hutch. You ain't Bobby Womack. Okay? I don't even know what your voice sounds like. It's all toned up and toned down and this and that. What's your real voice sound like, Duke? You're not really singing. You got all kind of manipulations on your voice. I fuck with you. I like your music. But the shit ain't that dope. The shit ain't that serious. Your moment came when you came out as a bisexual R&B singer. Shout out to you. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right. So, DraftKings and FanDuel have merged, which I don't know the details of it, okay? I have no idea the details of it, but it ain't going to stop the dancing, okay? The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. We have our own DraftKings page. If you want to dance with the dingo in fantasy football all season long, I'm doing basketball also. I'm even going to do the next UFC fight, okay? But right now, it's fantasy football season. If you want to dance with the dingo at DraftKings, you know where to find me. DraftKings.com/IamRapaport. We have our own club. We have our own league set up, okay? Don't wait. Step into the monkey cage with me at DraftKings.com. Use the code Rapaport and play for free, okay? The first time is free. The code is Rapaport. Only at DraftKings.com. You want to dance with the dingo? Every week is a new season at DraftKings. So that means if I crack that ass real proper, you could come back next week and potentially crack this ass real proper. Okay? Come dance with the dingo. I take on all comers. Heads up, multiplayer, whatever. Whether you win or lose, the most important thing is that you dance. Go to DraftKings.com/IamRapaport. Yo. I'm going to tell you something, Conor McGregor. Check this out. Nobody gives a fuck about you fighting Floyd Money Mayweather, okay? I don't know what you're trying to do, okay? You're not a boxer. And Floyd Mayweather is not an MMA fighter, okay? This fight's never happening. You don't want it with Floyd Mayweather boxing. And Floyd Mayweather doesn't want it with you in UFC. Why don't you guys play one-on-one in basketball? Okay, neutral terms, all right? Neutral ground, neutral sport. This whole idea of he'll kick his ass, he'll kick his ass. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Floyd Mayweather knows he cannot. It's a multi. Do I need to explain the difference between MMA and boxing? We know the difference between MMA and boxing. We know that Floyd Mayweather will get his ass kicked against lesser fighters than Conor McGregor if they were grappling and doing all that shit. Okay? But we also know that if Conor McGregor boxes Floyd Mayweather, we know this, right? I am Rapport Stereo podcast listeners, we're very clear on this. That Floyd Mayweather would shut out Conor McGregor in a boxing match. Okay? And like, well, Conor would knock. It's a different sport. You're talking about golf and fucking hydroplaning. They're two different sports. This conversation is so dumb. It needs to stop. And Conor McGregor, you keep talking about, well, I need to own the MMA, the UFC. Dana White and them, you're not bigger than the UFC. Bounce, Duke. You're not even that rich. The thing about Conor McGregor and thing about UFC is Conor McGregor has not made nearly, look it up. Conor McGregor has not made even close to the amount of money that Floyd Mayweather has made as a boxer. You're not on the same level as an athlete. I think he's made $22 million. Yo, he's rich. That's fantastic. Okay, but Money Mayweather made like $150 just versus the Pacquiao fight. $150 million. Money Mayweather doesn't need to box Conor McGregor. This whole conversation is so dumb. Apparently, Conor McGregor doesn't want it with the Diaz brothers. Apparently, the UFC didn't give Nate Diaz and his brother tickets to UFC in Madison Square Garden. And, you know, I guess Nate Diaz is saying that he gave his tickets to Nick Jonas. Shout out to Nick Jonas. I don't know why I did that. I just thought it would sound funny. But McGregor, if you want to make some money, you need to step back in the ring with Nate motherfucking Diaz because he put it on you. You put it on him. You guys got it in. I wouldn't want that fight. That's not a fight that I would want because that was a war. That was brutal, brutal shit that went down. But Conor McGregor, shut up. People are like, you would never say that to his face. Well, he's not here. Of course, I wouldn't say it to his face. You would never say that to his face. He'd kick your ass. Shut up, too. Now, I'm saying that, I'm saying it to the people that are saying you would never say that to his face. You sound dumb. See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'll say what I want. I'm in the motherfucking gloom tomb. Try to front. You know, last episode, I shitted on LeBron for the Phil Jackson thing, and I try to keep it fair. LeBron James donated $2.5 million to help pay for the Smithsonian Museum to open up a Muhammad Ali section. Shout out to LeBron James. I fuck with you. I know you do a lot of good things off the court. I think you're very manipulative with a lot of your image, but try to keep things fair, well-balanced as I possibly can. But LeBron James gave $2.5 million. Motherfucker is rich. To the Smithsonian to help bring a wing with all of Muhammad Ali's accomplishments, but, you know, inspired by Muhammad Ali, which is well deserved and a good thing. Yo, the another thing that's going on, you know, the fantasy football follies. We talked about this. The game of the week in fantasy football, in my opinion, or in the NFL, is the Houston Texans are playing the Oakland Raiders in Mexico City. Okay, a Monday Night Football, which I like that. Mexico City, I mean, I've been there. Beautiful city. The worst traffic I've ever seen in my life. It makes New York City and San Francisco look like a fucking joke. Those are the other two cities that I always point out for traffic. But Mexico City, yo, it was... You just forget driving. You might as well just be in the trains. But, you know, the NFL and the Houston Texans, they prepped their players about going down to Mexico. And I'm sure part of it was like they're going to assume you're going to get some ass down in Mexico City, you know, watch yourself, bag it up, be careful where you go, what you do, who you do with. Shout out to Vaughn Miller, as I discussed in the Fantasy Football Follies episode the other day. Vaughn Miller is trying to get an order of protection, a restraining. Because there's a sex tape with Vaughn Miller. He's wild. He's a wild cowboy. In the off season, he was freaking off with somebody, which I gave him my fuck style as Buckwild Player of the Week. a woman filmed him while they were freaking off on the cell phone. She got you, Vaughn. That'll get you benched. But Vaughn Miller's trying to get a restraining order barring the release of the sex tape. How do you not know when you're being filmed? I mean, if she's holding a phone while you're freaking off and you're not saying anything, that's some good snapper. But you got to hold your head. Okay, you got to hold your head. But this week, the Houston Texans and the Oakland Raiders, you really got to hold your head. Because my man Jack Del Rio, the coach of the Oakland Raiders, apparently he's been down there in Mexico for 2 weeks, and the game is Monday. He left the team. He's on some Stan Van Gundy, bizarro Stan Van Gundy shit. He's chasing the worm at the bottom of the tequila bottle. He's been posting Instagram and Snapchats of him all week. Apparently, he's got 19 of them. He's down there with Gruden, John Madden, and Ken Norton Jr. They were reportedly at a donkey show until 8:30 in the morning. He's fucking wild. He's trying to get that uncut boogaloo. I fuck with Jack Del Rio. You know, he has a high-powered offense, and that's how he lives his life. I fuck with him. So, bizarro Jack Del Rio might be appearing on the next show after his trip to Mexico City if he makes it back. But that's the game to watch, because I think dudes are going to be running around real slow, just a little bit lagging going into this game on Monday Night Football with the Texans and the Raiders. So I was at the Snoop Dogg roast the other night. Snoop Dogg was roasted. Mike Epps was the roast leader. He was excellent. There was a bunch of good comedians up there. D-Ray, Terry Crews was up there. A lot of dick jokes about Terry Crews. And I was there with the young shooter, Dean Collins. We had a good time. We saw Ray J. We were sitting next to Wiz Khalifa, who I like. Good dude, young dude. Smokes his ass off. God damn, he could smoke some weed. Whew. It's like if you're drinking bottles of Evian water or Snapple, whatever your casual, like, regular drink is, that's how he smokes. Fuck with Wiz Khalifa. But just a nice kid, chill, real charismatic young kid. I like him. But I was there with my man Dean Collins, a young shooter. We saw Ray J. We didn't get it on videotape, but Dean at one point introduced himself to Ray J, and I swear to God, he said, "I like your work. Impressive work, my man." That's how the shooter went up to Ray J. And I gave him a pound. I said, "That, I wish I would have came across him. I would have told him, too. I fucks with you, Ray J. Yo, he's got a game-changing dick game. That's how ill Ray J's fuck style is. He's got a game-changing dick game. And you know, no Bruno. You have to salute that. You have to salute that. But it was a lot of fun. It's going to air on Revolt. For those of you who don't know, if you're in New York, I would go out to St. Albans, Queens tomorrow, 192nd Street and Linden Boulevard. They're naming the street. They're unveiling the street in the name of Malik Isaac Taylor, a.k.a. Fife Dog. He's having a street naming ceremony. Yo, go out there. I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful, peaceful ceremony. 192nd and Linden is where they filmed. You'll see the Nuclear Cleaners. Look up the Check the Rhyme video. It's still there. The Cleaners are still there. That's where they were on the roof for the Check the Rhyme video. And it's being named in honor of Fife Dog. So it's going to be a beautiful ceremony. I can't make it, unfortunately. I really, really tried to make it. But if you're in New York, I think it's going to be a beautiful day. The weather's nice. They're going to have music. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of cool people out there. And if any of the Rapper Pack make it out there, send pictures, Snapchats, and capture what I think is going to be a really special day. I'm going to get a sick fuck of the week right now. Because just when you think they're done, just when you think you've run out of sick fucks, just when you think things can't get any sicker, it happens, okay? And like I said a couple of weeks ago with Monetti, the sick fuck of the week could possibly be named the dog fucker of the week. A 27-year-old woman is waiting to get sentenced for having sex with her dog over and over and over. I could see how a guy could fuck a dog. How does a girl? And if you saw a picture of this girl, you would be shocked. She's like a nice looking regular girl. You would be shocked. There's video of her performing what they call the obscene act with her dog. I don't know. This chick, Jenna Louise Driscoll, she's wild. She is wild. Okay. How do you have sex with a dog if you're, I don't understand that. She was obviously on that ooh-wee, that bath salt, because she stabbed somebody with a fork and she bit a child. She's selling drugs. This is a wild chick. But aside from all that stuff, she's going down for fucking a dog. Okay, the Sick Fuck of the Week is an award that is earned, not given. It is earned, not given. Jenna Louise Driscoll, congratulations. You are the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week. And as I told you before, fans on December 10th in New York City at the live show, we're letting the people of New York at the live show tell us who the Sick Fuck of the Year is. It's been a long, long, long year. We've had many people that love intimacy with dogs, different animals, different sick things. On December 10th, we're unveiling the Sick Fuck of the Year. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be magical. And I don't know. The fans are going to vote for it, and I'm stepping out of it. Me and G. Monetti, we are not going to be the ones voting. The fans, the people, will be the ones voting for the Sick Fuck of the Year on December 10th in New York City. But Jenna Louise Driscoll, congratulations. You're the Sick Fuck of the Week. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. You know I fucks with my Casper mattress. I love my Casper mattress. I sleep on it every single night. Casper is an award-winning sleep company, the most awarded mattress of the decade. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015, just like they named G. Monetti the co-host of the year of 2015. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. You could get a king-size Casper mattress for just $950. They have soft-ass sheets that wash well, soft-ass, comfortable, firm pillows. They even have doggy beds. My dog, Wheezy, who was just there for witnessing me be a dog hero. I just saved the dog's life. That's real talk. Okay, he's sleeping, resting right now, resting his soul. We almost saw a dog choke to death in front of us. He's resting his soul on a Casper doggy bed. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase. Again, by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. I'm going to give a shout out to Kate Upton. She went wild on Twitter. Now, Kate Upton, I seen her in real life. She got fat titties and no ass. I say that with all due respect. You know, she's pretty in the face, but she got fat titties and no ass. I was at an event with her one time. Beautiful girl. Fat titties with no ass. But she's wild style. Her man, Justin Verlander, who I think put out pictures at one point of him skeeting on her back. Shout out to him. I don't know much about baseball, but I know he's a star pitcher. And apparently, she thinks he should have won the Cy Young Award. And she put out some mean tweets. I was impressed. One of the things that she said, amongst other things, she broke it down about this writer and that writer. She said, these are her words. I'm not reading it verbatim, but she said something to the effect of, "I thought I was the only person who was supposed to be fucking Justin Verlander." I was like, I fuck with you, Kate Upton. Yo, I like that. I like that she don't give a shit. I bet you she drinks. I bet you she smokes. Because she put it down, amongst other things. So I have no problem with her rant about Justin or Verlander losing the Cy Young Award. I think everybody's putting too much impotence on these awards. I think they're it's just too much. But I wanted to give her a shout out. What else can I say? I wish I could have gotten Moody or Dean, the young shooter. to tell about the roast for Snoop Dogg, which is going to be I don't know where it's going to be. I know Russell's, it's going to be Def Jam something or something. It's going to be probably put up next week, but it's funny as, yo, there's some funny dudes. This one comedian, what the hell is his name? This one comedian, this white dude, killed it. Tony Hinchcliffe. Hinchcliffe. I think that's his name. Hinchcliffe or Hinchcliffe. He shut it down. He's like this real straight white dude. That's his character. You know, it's obviously a character. This dude, Michael Blackson, who I've heard about, never saw him. He tore it up. D-Ray Davis. It was fun. And it was a good night. We were hanging with Don Bishop, Juan, Pimp, famous Pimp. What else could I say? I don't know. I'm going to shut it down. This is sort of an emergency, urgency episode. Kanye, you inspired greatness. Shout out to you. Again, yo, if you're in New York, go out to Queens Saturday, the 19th. Celebrate Fife Dog, Fife Life. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony. They're naming the street after him. And I just know it's going to be fun. And it's going to be special. And it's going to be all positive. Yo, we got the soft-ass t-shirts. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Leave a message, whether you love us or hate us. iTunes, yo, we're going to take over your shit. You show us no love, but the ratings, the reviews, the people. Read the reviews, motherfucker. This is a worldwide phenomenon. It's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I told you, the butter soft. Butter soft Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast Gringo Mandingo t-shirt is up at districtlines.com. It's coming soon. It's coming to a theater near you. Butter soft with the Gringo Mandingo. It's Mike Rap, and I'm done.